Thank you for being our helper. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for bringing us to the month of February. Our Lord and our Redeemer, speak to our hearts this morning. Let us be blessed, and then we'll return all the glory unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want to welcome you to the, I call it the fabulous February. The fabulous February, the fantastic February. And as Pastor Deko has said, our divine helpers will locate us this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Sometimes when God sends His words, it is like in pieces. The Bible says we know in parts. God sent His word to us in December, Isaiah 60. And every day of the year, I proclaim that chapter of the Bible. Arise, shine. The word came December 31 through our reverend. I think it's verse 2 that says, darkness covers the earth. Deep darkness covers the people. Between December 31 and now, has the darkness not gone deeper? Think about it. Between December 31, what are we? We are February what now? Today is February 5th? 5th of February. Has the darkness not gone deeper? It has gone deeper. So when God sends a word, don't joke with it. The Bible says God goes ahead. Whoever goes ahead sees ahead. Whoever goes ahead sees ahead. He says deep darkness covers the people. Deep. Everybody is running from pillar to post now. Where is the help? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. It says, again, verses 1 and 2. It says, again, I observed all the oppression that takes place under the sun. God says, he observed it. I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them. I'm reading NLT now. The oppressors have great power and their victims are helpless. He says, the oppressors, they have great power and the victims are what? They are helpless. Is that not the story of Nigeria today? You have money in the bank, you can't pick it up. People are helpless. The victims are helpless. That's what the Exodus says in chapter 4. It says, so I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. But let me read verses 9 and 10. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. It says, the two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Somebody who falls alone is in what? real trouble iya. Ṣé iya ni Yoruba of trouble? Eh? Wahala. It's in real wahala. But still about the wahala, you are not Luma Parasi. That's the end result. Say if you are alone, then you are in trouble. And I like how you qualify. Say real trouble. God has sent the word to us in December. He says, arise, shine. The Lord wants us to get up. He wants us to stand up. He wants us to get up. He says, arise. But people of God, sometimes it might be difficult to arise alone. We need divine helpers. Sometimes it might be tough to get up alone. There's a story of a man in Mark chapter 2. It says the man was paralyzed. Paralyzed. What can a paralyzed, how can a paralyzed man get up? Do you know what paralysis is? I was checking it. It says, you cannot move. No movement. But those that are half paralyzed, the movement is slow. You remember the man by the pool of Bethesda? He says, nobody to help me up. There's no one. The guy in Mark chapter 2, paralyzed man, there was no help. Some of us are like that man today. But the Bible says, four men came to his rescue. Kilo Shefu, they took him to Jesus. And even when they got to Jesus, what happened? There was a crowd. They couldn't get to Jesus. They had to go dig a hole at the rooftop to bring him down. You know what Jesus did? You know what he said? He said he saw their faith. Was it the faith of the paralyzed man? Huh? The month of February, your divine helpers will locate you. You are not saying amen like you mean it. There are people that God have positioned. They're called divine helpers. God has positioned them to help you get to the next level. I don't know what the next level might be for you. It might be your business. It might be your health. The paralyzed man, it was his health. And there was no way he could arise. It was not possible. David killed the bear alone. Right? David killed the lion alone. Who partnered with David to kill Goliath? Huh? He killed Goliath alone. But when David was going to take the throne, could he do it alone? No way. There are people called divine helpers. You should pray for them every day in February. First Chronicles chapter 12 verse 22 says, for at that time they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army like the army of God. Divine helpers, they must locate you in the month of February. You must pray for them. They change situations. They change circumstances. Now, 23 of that First Chronicles chapter 12 said, now, these were numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. They came to help him. They came to help David. There are some situations that are bigger than you. For David, the bear was not bigger than David. He could handle it alone. The lion was not bigger than David. He could handle it alone. Goliath was not bigger than David. He could do it alone. But this one was bigger than he needed divine helpers. And my message from God to you this month is that every day of the month of February, pray for your divine helpers. They change situations. They turn around things. The theme for the month of February is if you can believe. It is so apt. I had gotten this message before Reverend sent the thing to me. If you can believe, only if you can believe. When David was dying, David had a son, Adonijah, that had taken over. He had taken over. Oti Gbajoba. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, I'm reading NLT. It says, then Nathan went to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, and asked her, haven't you heard that Haggith's son, Adonijah, has made himself king? And our Lord David doesn't even know about it. The next sentence says, if you want to save your own life and the life of your son, Solomon, follow my advice. There are destiny helpers. There are divine. The man was sleeping, maybe eating cereal, akara bread, rice and dodo. In the palace, she did not know. She didn't have the information. Say, haven't you heard? Have you not heard? He said, if you want to live, you want to live, and your son wants to live, you better follow my advice. There are divine helpers. Helpers that will just give you little information. The information might be little, but it's a lifesaver. I remember one Sunday, Sister Rileke approached a man here, a very prominent member of this church. When last did you check your blood pressure? When last? They are called divine helpers. They change situations. And the man said, come on, go and check it. You don't want to know the value of that blood pressure. What if she did not talk? They give you information that you can't buy. If you have 1 million naira, you can't buy the information. If you have $1 million, you can't buy it. They give you the information at the right time. If somebody gave that man that information, maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks after, in Kota and Saul, call about my soul, the deed would have been done. So the information must be at the right time. Look at Nathan. If Nathan had waited one more week, the story has changed. It has changed. They are called divine helpers. You must pray for them in the month of February. People that will help you. God has assigned them. The man said, in Exodus chapter 6, he says the man could not sleep. He lost sleep. I have a very good friend. We did the MBA together at the University of Illinois. So I think 2 years after my MBA, I got married. And this, my friend, there was nobody. He had the money, he had the finesse, he had whatever it took, but there was no woman. There was nobody. And this fateful day, I picked him up somewhere. And I had to pick up something from my mother-in-law's house. And he was in the vehicle. I ran inside and I came back into the car and we zoomed off. When I got to the Bodija police station, that's very close to my mother-in-law's house, I just told him, I said, they are destiny helpers. God will just open their mouth to give you information. I told him, I said, and there's a girl in the house, there's a lady, I don't know whether you want to see her. He said, yeah. He doesn't mind. So we made a U-turn. And then I said, I will just do as if I forgot something. You will check her. If you like her, then we can continue from there. So I went back to my Mosari Wole, Uno Wole, Unye, Unlike El. Say, we'll continue from there. Today they are married with 3 children. The lady is a professor of medicine. They are destiny helpers. Come on. God will open their mouth. This, my friend, has been my friend for years. This one is my wife's cousin, first cousin. Why didn't we connect it all these years? Today they've been married for years. I was their best man. They have 3 children. Of course, I'll be arranging Benny. They're happily married. So steps on how to attract divine helpers. Steps. I have 3 or 4 steps because of our time. Number one step is the theme for the month. If you can what? Believe. That's number one step. If you can believe. Because God is able. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. It says, the king told the boys that if you don't worship the image, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? And the boys answered, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. If you can believe, because our God has the ability to do everything. The ability of God cannot be questioned. You know, a song came to my mind yesterday night and I quickly wrote it down. It's a very old song. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from dead. I never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus. Oh, he is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall, oh, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is. Jesus is God. He's able. There's nothing God cannot do. Go see. There's nothing God cannot do. So number one is that if you can do what? Believe. Can you believe God in February? To send divine helpers to you. Number two, be conscious that help comes from God through men. I was talking to my wife a few days ago. I said, people that don't relate, they are shortchanging themselves. Because power is in the hands of men. Men decide what happens. I'm not even talking about men in Agbada now. The man at the gate here has information that you don't know. And that's why they say information is what? Power. Be conscious that God is the one that can raise you up, but through who? Through men. Through men. When we got married, there's a young girl. There's a young girl. You know, the girl moved to my... You see, the father of the girl was my father-in-law's secretary. So she moved into my mother-in-law's house at the age of 5. Young girl. So when we got married, she just moved in with us. Oma told you to learn you. Fantastic girl. My wife was working at Adioyo then. She would take Timlay to Adioyo. This girl will be with Timlay. So my wife will come, feed him, go back to see the patients. Fantastic girl. But we are also good to her. We sent her to school, School of Nursing, in UCH. We shared the first one, but we watched a midwifery. And then she got a locum job in Chevron. All the while, my wife had desire to work in oil and gas. That was her desire, oil and gas. But Ashele Wamulule, Ashe Intabele Wamulule, Ashele Ileni. In fact, at some point I was calling her Ado John Sule for oil company. You know Ado John Sule, Abi? Because she had done all the interviews.
One day,
she was talking to this, our young girl. When the girl just mentioned a name, Dr. Odusi, mentioned that name. Dr. Odusi is Brother Mark's brother-in-law. He's a locum doctor in Chevron. Dr. Odusi. No. Meanwhile, Dr. Odusi was my wife's, maybe a year her senior. But Dr. Odusi's wife is my wife's classmate. I said, Dr. Odusi, she's Chevron. Chevron, give me his number. Give me his number. That's the story of oil and gas. That's the story of oil and gas. You might, some people call it coincidence. Some people call it, she's lucky. Some people call it, you can call it any name. But let me tell you, they are divine helpers. They are people, they are helpers, they are supernatural people. They're not supernatural, they're ordinary people, but God has positioned them to give you supernatural information. Information. People, don't joke with people. Don't joke with people. And I mean it. Don't joke. Luke chapter 2, verse 6, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and who? And men. Jesus Christ. Favor with God and men. Jesus Christ. He needed favor with men. And then you see somebody and you don't greet the person because the person did not... Don't joke with people. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9 says, now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. You must find favor with men. You must be humble. You must be humble. Because if you're not humble, you will determine who will favor you. And you can never determine who God will use to favor you. I don't want to boss with the story of the maid with Naaman. No. If you're not a humble person, that person God has assigned to favor you, you just pass the person by me. Humility in the month of February. Humility in the month of February. Do not discriminate. Last week I was working with one of my working mates in the gym. We are talking about it. And she now narrated the story of someone she knows very well. Says the man was, things were not working for the man at all. He was working in the federal ministry. But there was a cleaner that he had posted to Abuja. He said the cleaner was cleaning in the morning when they were discussing that they needed architects for a project. He was cleaning and then he was eavesdropping. And he said, sir, I have somebody that I know can do this job. A cleaner! A cleaner. The nurse said, who is the person? You don't give them the contact. They call the person from Abuja, and today the rest is history. Be humble, humble person. No matter where you are, no matter what you have attained, we're not even talking about money now. Look at the story of Sister Oileke. This month, every day of the month, you won't be without help. I say every day of this month, help will arise for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Peradventure you had chased your divine helpers away. Mercy will bring them back in the month of February in the mighty name of Jesus. Because some of us have chased them away with our attitude. Divine helpers, we've chased them away. I speak again. I say mercy will restore them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We give you all the glory. I want us to take that song one more time. Do you know I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from death. I've never seen. Let's take that song like, you see, the theme of the month is if you can believe. Believe who? It's not believe Reverend. It's not believe Paul. It's not believe DGO. It's believe who? Believe God Almighty. He rose from the dead. After 3 days. If you can believe, that divine helper will show in the month of February. Do you know
Jesus loves me?
You don't know the song. Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from death. I've never seen one who rose from death.
He is Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. He is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Oh. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess.
Show yourself mighty unto your children in the month of February. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Can we share the grace?